Talking today with Tyler Norvella of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Youth Expo decided recently to take a look at rural education from the perspective of parents. A study has been conducted. We've got the study back. The results are out. Tyler, tell me a little bit about the study and what you were trying to achieve.
Yeah, about a year ago, I was talking with a gentleman, and you know, we're at the Youth Expo every year, and more so than any other event that happens with youth, we are in direct contact with parents a lot. And you hear a lot of people talk about education. It's a huge issue at the Capitol in our state. And I thought to myself, nobody's ever gone and asked the parents of Oklahoma and business leaders what they want from education. You know, it's kind of like a big company for like AT&T or Verizon or these huge companies. If they did an evaluation of their company, the first people they'd go talk to are the customers. And to me, the parents and the children and the business leaders of rural Oklahoma are the customers of public education. And I was talking to a gentleman and said, nobody's ever asked. And he goes, you're exactly right. You should go apply for a grant and do that. And we did. And we went out and met with people and did 12 focus groups throughout the state from all regions, high income, low income, and went in and talked to people for about an hour and a half about what they wanted out of education, what were the pros, what were the cons. And there were a lot of interesting things that came from it. But what's in it, we hired a group, the Bellwether Group, out of the northeast part of the country that does studies all over the United States. Youth Expo, we did not have the expertise to run focus groups and write a study and do what they did. And we went and contracted with them, and they came down and asked questions of points of interest. And what was the thing I took away, and it says this in the report if you read it, but they said, we don't know what 4-H and FFA and livestock shows are, but we know they need to be in more schools, that FFA and 4-H are leadership factories. And that's was meant a lot to me, that they see the value of these programs. They said more kids need to be doing this.
So, you know, as you use this study, what are you hoping to you know, get out of this study?
Yeah. We presented it to the legislature, and we told them, we don't have any solutions. This is strictly what parents told us when we went out and talked to them. You know, there was an article in the Oklahoman a couple weeks ago that focused on the study and said that rural schools are underfunded. We got to get more money to them. We already knew that. So we wanted to focus on that, but more importantly, on what can we do to fix other problems that don't cost money. You know, we learned that kids need a little more guidance in terms of their opportunities after high school. Do they need to go to career tech? Do they need to go to college? What do they need to do? Because in my opinion, speaking as Tyler Norvell, is the main reason of education is to prepare young people for life, but just as importantly for a career. Mm-hmm. And we went and talked to Oklahoma State students in focus groups, and some of them were our upper end FFA and 4-H kids. Some of them were kids that, you know, aren't the upper end of the class, but almost all of them said, we really didn't understand our opportunities, you know, coming out. And my thought was, well, if those kids don't understand it, what about the 99% behind them for some of them? So, in no way did we intend to go and beat up on education, but the teachers, the superintendents, the principals do a great job with their limited resources, but they have a voice at the Capitol with their organizations. But at times I worry that the parents are overlooked and the students are overlooked. And that's why we went out and did the study, so they would have a voice. And it was well received at the Capitol. A lot of questions were, well, how do we fix this? How do we fix this? And we said, we're not lobbying for anything in this. We're just a conduit from the people to you about what the concerns of parents in rural Oklahoma are.
And the two youth organizations that are involved, obviously, with OIE, 4-H, FFA, came out looking pretty good.
Yes, they did, as well as Career Tech, because Career Tech is, when in the rural areas, a lot of people say Career Tech's the one group teaching kids skills and encouraging them to get a job. And, of course, FFA is under that Career Tech umbrella and learn the leadership of 4-H. But there's just not many things kids get the opportunity to do in the classroom anymore, because the parents said they're so worried about teaching to a test, and yet we don't go out and do the hands-on stuff, hands-on activities. Well, 4-H and FFA are those hands-on activities. Another thing I found interesting in the study, and it was actually refreshing to me, was that parents felt like there's too much emphasis on sports now, and that we need to do more education, more hands-on activities that aren't sports. So it was good that you hear that a lot, but that parents as a whole identified that. And that was important. And sports are very important. I'm a huge fan of sports, think it's a good activity for kids. But, you know, sometimes parents feel like it's been taken overboard.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Norvell joining us today from the Oklahoma Youth Expo. The study that he's talking about, Voices from Rural Oklahoma, Where's Education Headed on the Plain? The full study can be read, you can see it, at the Oklahoma Youth Expo website. That is www.okyouthexpo.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.